Blog Talk Radio.
And when you spiral through the atmosphere, all they see is motion. They never see the tears. They never feel the pain. They always think it's nothing, but it's something such a shame. So caught up in the fantasy, humanity has made a love story out of tragedy. But there is no romance in life that's on the ledge. And there's no one to talk you down and tuck you in the bed, Lord. It's so ironic that it's funny, or something for the books or the bars. To bob your head and nod, I recall. So many never ever thought you'd make it. So sad they were mistaken. The joy they tried to take it, mama said it. The best thing you can do in me is you. This world ain't got but one, so give credit where it is due. Ain't that the truth? And here you are, a black unicorn. Mythical, mystical since the day that you were born. Master all the madness, let the magic have its way. Let the power paint the day, let the God have his say. Cause there's a place where you can go, no one else is allowed. Sitting up on your cloud, so high when you look down. Just glance upon the beauty and the wonder to be found. Then know that you can stop your search, cause love is all around.
Free at last, free at last. That's what I said when I got out my last deal. Some people can't relate. Sleep is a cousin of death, that is some nausea. And when it's cold outside, so your pipes won't bust, turn on your faucets. Drip, fuck the water bill. We stay in the apartment. And everything is an obstacle when they're watching you. The hospital need a hospital, now they mocking you. They say the flattery is sincere. I run like a nigga younger than me by 10. Yeah, yeah, and that's my car talking. Old school running with the dogs barking. Hop out that bitch like I'm selling coffin. We so strong, I be seldom coughing. And I'm covered in ball, man. Instagram pics of my lobster omelet. Selling that parquet, life ain't no arcade. Now I got more nines than the fourth grade. Competition, best to fear me. Lyrically, I can be Talib Kweli, but with gold teeth, it'd be hard for some to believe. I leave them pussies thinking they need some of these. I practice repetition, I need 100 G's, 100 M's, hug and squeeze. Dad kept this in the dungarees. I'm not a rap, but I love the cheese. I change hoes like I change gears. And my yard's so big, I got pet deer. And my homies try to act like I ain't real. I put my apron on and taught myself how to make meals. You need a focus group, my group focus. Hit them locust jokers with the hocus pocus. I'm the dopest, you can quote this on the scope. It's just me and GOAT. Dirty ass niggas, we'll sell your ass a key of soap. I done seen them rich, I done seen them broke. I done seen it all, watch the pregnant lady smoke. When the baby come out, he gon' be geek. You never know, he might come out to be me.
Welcome to Who's Got Next. That was Sunny
Patterson. I just love how her daughter is in the end of her song. You know, it's just, she's a very powerful spoken word artist who just brings a lot of things to light. She says what a lot of people want to say in a political arena who really don't say it. So her work always gives me light. We do have April in the building, so let's bring her in.
What's
hey,
up,
April.
Everybody? Hi, welcome to Who Got Next, everybody. What's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
All right, I'm steady posting on Facebook, letting people know we're coming through tonight for a minute.
Yeah, just for a minute. Starting a new time gig and just getting to the rhythm and just making sure everything is everything. It's like making a career transition, and sometimes you just have to do what pays the bills, because if God opens the door for you, you have to be obedient. You may not like everything that's going on with what's paying the bills. That's why you have to have a positive outlet to balance it until you get, you know, that destined career or job that you're looking for. So, But with all things, you have to give God the glory, because he opened that door for you for a reason. Sometimes you may be in a situation temporarily to learn something about yourself or to bring something to someone else.
Hmm.
You know, knowing how to make your skills transferable. You have a lot of transferable skills. You know, you should just say, well, how can retail and administrative duties, you know, how can you use administrative duties to do things in retail? And the reality is you're doing a little bit of everything. It's just on a faster pace. And you're dealing with, you're dealing with different personalities, different people. It's a different office. It's a different dynamic. But it's also something that I wanted to do when I was younger. And no one would hire me for retail, but I could always get an office job. Always get an office job. It was like, okay. It was
okay.
Weird. I would go apply for retail, and they look at me like, oh, no. And I would go apply to an office job, and I was like, okay, we're going to work with you. And it's just in reverse. I've been in office all these years, and now somebody's like, okay, we're going to give you that opportunity. And I'm still kind of baffled behind it. But when God opens doors, he opens doors. And I didn't really announce on Facebook that I was looking for employment, not out of pride or anything, but I just was private about that, because sometimes you have to go through things and let God open up doors for you. Because sometimes you can use your connects or what have you. And I say that your connects are not excellent leads for you. No, I'm not saying that. But sometimes God has to strengthen your faith by saying, you know what? Let me give you what I give you so you know it's me and not you and not your colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
But by all means, you know, you praise the bridge that carries you across. Like, if somebody gives you something, you be thankful with all things. Give them their props. Don't be so arrogant that you can't give a person in the earth their props. Because sometimes people be like, girl, you better praise God for that. But turn around and won't tell the person thank you who God used to give you that opportunity. That makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get mad at people when they do it, but for me, I can't do that. I can't do that. It's just like, you know, April gave me this opportunity, and what the Lord's been doing with her, it's just been amazing. It's like things are beginning to drop on her lap more and more because she provides the platform for everybody else. So we know that that's a leadership quality that, you know, April has. It's more like, Lord, let the flock get what they need, because I know you're going to bless me in due season, because, you know, I give you glory anyway. So doors have been opening just because you provide platforms for people, but it's as led, because we have seen who got next gets shut down because God wanted his time on both our behalf. When we had to do a church function or family members needed to be taken care of and we had to intercede on their behalf, or just the fact that God just wanted to slow us down so he could have his quiet time with us.
Yeah. Felicia, what is the call-in number for Who Got Next?
The call-in number for Who Got Next is 646-478-4196. Mm-hmm. And for all those lovely people who call in, please press 1 if you would like to spit a poem or talk to us. It's up to you because
yeah, I'm
I will pull
on
you up. In.
Yeah, I'm waiting on some poll for, let me look at this number again. Rowdy Solomon, I'm waiting for Rowdy to hit number 1.
Okay. This number in here looks familiar, but I don't know who it is, but it looks awfully familiar.
Okay, hit it up.
I should put 478 in. Let's see. 478, we're coming to you. You're going to be a nice participant. Four, seven, eight. Welcome to Who's Got Next.
Four, seven, eight, having a party.
Yeah, 478 eight, having a party over there. 478, welcome to Who's Got Next.
Come back to him.
Okay, we can come back to him. Hit that person over there partying.
Yeah, I'm looking for and a
it's
404
like it's 1999 evil. Huh?
I'm looking for a 404 to pop up. Let me know.
Okay, 404. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people going on. It's Tuesday. What goes on Tuesday? Because it's not Wednesday, and Empire season, I believe, is over with. I don't keep – I'm making my black card taken away because I don't keep up with certain shows, but, yeah.
I started watching last season, and it was doing exactly what I thought, taking me on an emotional roller coaster. That's a bit much.
Okay. It's like I'm all for shows that they give us the real about us as a people. But sometimes I want a fantasy. Sometimes I just want to escape from reality. I don't know if it's now because I reside on the south side of D.C. or what have you. I mean, when I was in Northeast, when I was in Northeast, yeah, it was some peculiar behavior as well. But over here, I'm like, wow.
Right. What do you think about those Stacey Dash comments?
Stacey Dash is Stacey Dash. I think people need to read The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson, and also The Ex-Colored Man.
Okay.
Great read. Because once you read those, you will understand the mindset of what people call the black bourgeoisie, the black elitists and all that good stuff. Like, a lot of people misuse the word bougie.
Yeah.
To the point I'm like, no, you mean snob. You mean snob. I'll break it down for you. Oh, such and such bougie. Oh, because it's the proper English. No, sweetie, that's not bougie. That's correct English. You have to have a particular, economic mindset. But I think Stacey Dash has her points. I think she has her points because, when you sit there and think about Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, and you just kind of like marinate on that, you know, that part where he speaks about we won't be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. So when you sit there and think about the multicultural umbrella, which is within the black community, then you sit and say, you know what? We don't want to be judged by the content of our skin, but our character. But think about it. If we sit there and think about it, like, wow, we want to be inclusive. You know, just like I believe Langston Hughes has a poem called I Am Too American. And that speaks to that whole theory because, everything to say, yes, we can say that we are Americans because our blood, sweat, and tears built this country. It runs deep. Our blood runs deep in this earth over here, this soil over here. So for us to call ourselves American, yes, we are the American dream. And just because we choose not to speak on what, quote, unquote, our assumed origin, and I want to say assumed origin because I firmly believe that God didn't open up the earth and the waterways all the way open for a different reason, and everybody kind of co-mingled. That's why you have rainbows going around. I firmly believe that there is no pure race, and everybody intermingled. It's just that you have pure physical dominance based on where you were placed geographically at the time and how the sun kissed your skin and your hair.
Any callers on the line?
Just one caller. It's the 478. The person over there has a party. I wonder what they doing over there. He hung up. Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're so crazy.
Oh, he got tired of my mouth. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak the pro-black agenda. I just don't. I speak the people agenda. For the simple fact is, all people are beautiful and wonderful. And if we really want to have harmony on earth, we got to get together. Nobody is denying who they are because they don't want to say, I'm that. And now there's a point in my life where I didn't even want to be black. And it wasn't because I didn't love black people. It was just some of the behaviors that were going on as a people that I was like, I don't know if I can identify with these people. And I darn sight don't want to be called uppity or anything of that nature. And at one point, I didn't want to be white either. I just wanted to be respected as a person. I wanted to be uncolored. So I basically understand where a lot of people come from when they say that. When they're like, I don't want to be, you don't love yourself. It's not a point of loving yourself or your race. It's just sometimes you don't want to be associated with a population that does certain things. You just don't. You're like, I may have some similarities, but don't put a stamp on me. But because of physical dominance, I can't deny that my lineage comes from maybe some tribe in Africa. I know it's a couple of Native American tribes because I just know that lineage is a little bit better than my other tribe. But Stacey Dash has her points. She has the points. A lot of people don't know the Republican Party were more for blacks than whites at one point. But then after a while, then the Democratic Party began to be more for minorities and women and things of that nature. But you have to know your political history. And you have to get deep into it and read the underlying lines to it. It's a lot of red tape that a lot of people don't read about. It's like, why does this person want to be a Republican? No, this person's Republican because they know their economic infrastructure as a black. Black Republicans have more pull when it comes to economics, and they are not selling themselves, and a lot of them are not selling their souls to the devil. They're not. A lot of them are not. For those who are, I just have to pray for them and keep it moving. I have my own demons to work out. Can't worry about everybody else. I can be concerned, but not overly concerned.
Because
we have to be careful. I'm looking. This boy tonight, I said the dude who was partying, he just left us. I mean, really.
I'm sorry, because he's about
Look
to get out
this.
Of here.
Right, he's about to get out of here. It's like they know who got messed up. You know, I guess because when we stopped advertising, even we didn't advertise, a lot of people come through. But I guess it was looking for some poetry.
It's all good. I had 2 hot poets last week, couldn't have a show, so you know that did something to me.
Yeah. And we did have 2 hot, we did have 2 hot poets, and I don't know what that was about. I kept playing with the computer and going in and out and everything, and I was like, okay, God, I receive it. It's not the time today. And I could be discouraging because people have they have busy schedules, they have busy lives, and
really
for them to just come on.
Yeah, it's especially when people work all day. They look forward to it. They're excited. They do all their stuff. And then, you know, then boom. I don't want to disappoint people, especially when they're looking forward to it. And not just pool club poets. I'm talking about real live show poets.
Mhm. Yeah, and then people have a message. It's like their poetry is ministry. And you can hear the God in their poetry. They're just not spinning words because they want to. I know a lot of them just kind of fell in the poetry. It's like, boom, it fell in their lap. So God was like, this is what you want to do. You're going to open your mouth, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Rowdy is about to call in. He said he was trying to find a poem to spit. I told him just call in so we could talk to him.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hear him on the Facebook page, and I was like, you know what? This brother is really good with his ink, but I was like, you know what? Mm-mm.
We can't let others discourage him. We got to keep moving.
Uh-huh. Because people would discourage you because they're not confident enough to do what you're doing, and that's what I find out with a lot of people who are spoken word artists. I'm like, yo, you got a following, because who following you is, I'm not going to talk about nobody's intelligence, but based on your following, I know these people are not true fans of the art. I know that some people do it because it's trendy, or what have you. I know, based on some of the people that roll through, not necessarily here, who I have seen, they really weren't into the art itself. So they will critique you, and then when you start dropping people like, oh, so do you know that William Shakespeare had a similar sonnet? Oh, I read that. Okay, then get your mouth off my work. Oh, did you know? So when people start to criticize your ink, and they don't really, don't study the
correct ink. That was him.
That's him?
Yeah.
He need to call back, because that wasn't you.
Yeah, he calling back. He didn't even know that you were talking to him.
Huh?
He didn't even know that was you talking to him.
Oh. It's like, I can talk over some music if I need to, but I'm not going to strain my voice.
Mm-mm.
I got all types of concoctions in here I can make to make my voice get back, but I got to be alone for a couple of days for them to work. They're like, are you trying to warn off vampires? Because that's what it'd be, a whole lot of garlic and onions going on.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up, baby. You can't discredit anyone's ink. This can't.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's what's up, people. Who are you to tell anybody anything? You're doing this because it's a fad, and you have a following because your friends and them big you up, and what you're saying is what everybody else wants to say, but they're afraid to say it. So they love how you put it. So now you have the following. Oh, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
478 number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 478, what's going on? Welcome to Who's Got Next?
Hey. How y'all doing?
Good. Did you have a party over there, Earl, that you didn't invite us to? I mean, really. I could have brought the ice and some cups.
Well, I never have a party that I went to. I'm here.
I know. We're just teasing you, you know. I'm just saying, I bring ice and cups if it was a party. That's all I'm saying.
Well, anytime.
Okay.
So, what's been going on with you, Rowdy? I see you got some stuff going on your wall.
Oh, yeah, nothing much, really. Just promoting my books and my apps that are out now. Just trying to get myself out there still and continuing to push forward.
Oh, and that's the only way to go. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing no matter what.
Almost definitely. How y'all been doing tonight?
We're doing good. How you doing, Felicia?
Yeah.
I'm good.
I can't believe you said you was trying to find something to spit. All that ink you got over there. What are you talking about?
I know, right?
I mean, what can I say? I try to bring my best, though.
Oh, that's what it is?
I do.
What we heard is always your best. But, yeah, it's like everything we heard is always your best. And, it is what it is. Everybody's not going to like your ink. It's just that simple. My own mama don't like some of my work. And I'm like, you know what? This is your poem that you spit out. I plagiarized what you said, but I didn't like it either. I'm like, okay, woman. I'm like, but you just said it. Yes, I steal my mother's work. Yes, I do. I can plagiarize my mother's work. I am authorized to quote anything she says and use it as mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you are awesome.
You're
an awesome writer.
And then when it's like, Ronnie, with you, I'm like, I don't know, because your stuff start off sad. Then it's like, oh, in the beginning, you're like, oh, I feel better after reading the end. Like when you're venting, like the one that you be venting, I'm like, yeah, I'm sympathetic towards that, but by the end, you're like, oh, I feel so much better. I be feeling it. I be right there with you sometime. When you vent on Facebook, I be right there with you.
I just want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. And sometimes you don't be happy. And I be like, why are you not happy?
Well, I have been going through a lot. But, you know, it's really just my job. Realizing some things and trying to humble myself in some of the situations that I've been in. But God is always able. I've realized that in these situations, and I'm just, again, continuing to push through. And I just need everyone's prayer, because I'm not giving up, and I will not cease to, you know, continue to push forward.
Well, just know we here, we're in your corner 100%. That's why I've been trying to get you to come on the show, just to let you know that we're watching, we love you, we'll push you, we'll do whatever we got to do. We want you to be happy and get into that happy place and stay there. And we all go through stuff. Every one of us, we all go through stuff. It's just how we going to handle that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me, being who we are as poets, authors, spoken word artists and whatnot, you know, I've learned over the years, because I've been doing this for about 5 years now, you can't be afraid to show that emotion. You can't be afraid to express it. So I'm not going to hide anything from those who support me the most.
Right. I understand.
The way I do.
Yeah, I understand. But I was like, I just hope he's happy. I hope he's in a good place. You know, I want to see you smiling and laughing.
Oh, you will see that. That's not going to cease at all.
Okay. That's good. As long as you're in a happy place, we're good. Because we will pull you on the show and be like, hey, look, we here for you. We're watching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank y'all very much. I really appreciate y'all.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
You going to share something with us?
I guess I can share a little something.
Yes.
Here's something I wrote a while ago. It wasn't about anyone in particular, but I was just feeling sort of amorous, if you will, and it's called So Many Things. And it says, yesterday, you asked me, what is it I love about you? well, I do my best to put it in words. And I know it may not do you justice, but I'll try anyway. On the horizon of the morning, I see your face, a glowing beauty, so perfect, magnificent. Your stride, so graceful, majestic, and hypnotizing. Hips sinking with the beat of my heart. And you step, and I get lost in your eyes, found in your eyes. Because I see the pain, the determination, the passion and love, dazed in a trance by your voice and conversation. Even though when you're wrong, I want you to be right. Because how can a voice that sounds so right ever be wrong? Your touch with me, no hands. Because if I feel you, with no physical part of us ever connected, because we are one. What do I love about you? Hey, so many things. These are just a few. In peace.
Oh, my goodness. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Felicia, what you think about that piece?
You said he didn't write it for anyone in particular? That's
no,
a good thing.
That was beautiful. If you did write it for somebody, they should be smiling from ear to ear.
Right.
That is beautiful.
And
it was like you didn't even, it's like it came so easy for you. Like, wow, it would have took me a minute to put all them emotions on paper. I would have been like, oh, okay. Oh, wow, that was awesome. You're a phenomenal poet. And that's another reason I've been in your inbox, like, yo, come through the show, because you are a phenomenal poet. And I remember when we had you on as a feature, and we ended up having, like, three guys that night, and y'all rocked the house that night. I was so proud of y'all. I mean, I was, like, forever grateful for that.
Well, I'm available at any time y'all need. And I would definitely be listening to the rest of the show.
We're actually, Felicia, we got anybody sitting out there?
Let's see. I'm multitasking, so.
Oh, okay. We want to make sure, but I wanted to make sure you got in the show. Because we wasn't going to hang out long. We were just going to come through and do what we do and give everybody a chance to jump on and do their thing. But I was like, yo, I got to get Rowdy up in here. That's what
we kind of double teamed. We was looking at your board where they was like, what is going on with him?
He coming back to Who Got Next.
Yeah.
We bringing him back over here.
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
Yeah, we handpicked you.
Well, I'm very grateful for that handpick. I'm very grateful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, we're not going to hold you up. And, Felicia, I'm not going to be able to hang out much longer. I am, of course, at basketball practice, and it's about to be over. But I do want to that I thank everybody for coming through Who Got Next tonight. Yeah, be free, stay free, because we are free. I love y'all. Good night.